Atlantic Star, and always at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your coffee talk for Tuesday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Tell a Story Day. Social media users sharing their worst tattoos is nothing new, but a new TikTok trend has users sharing their most meaningless tattoos. A mom's response immediately went viral. The mom, whose username is The Victory Garden, had a drawing done by her 6-year-old son inked on her bicep. She found the crayon drawing of a creature with a big mouth and a lot of teeth standing next to a palm tree and thought it would be cute to have it tattooed on her arm. Well, it turns out the drawing was not done by her son, but by his 6-year-old friend Kevin. Seems she didn't find out the truth for a long time either, saying, quote, "My son broke the news at the dinner table years later." When tourism went away in Hawaii during the COVID lockdowns, rental car companies had to sell off a lot of their fleet to stay afloat. Now, as people are traveling again, it seems no one can rent a car on the islands because they are either all rented out or the prices are ridiculously high because of demand. So according to Hawaii News Now, tourists have started renting U-Haul vans, trucks, and pickups for $20 a day instead of even attempting to rent a car at a premium between $200 and $700 a day. Do your friends and coworkers influence your eating habits? A new study from Massachusetts General Hospital found that people tend to mirror the eating habits of those in their social circle. Basically, if you're out to eat with friends or coworkers and they order healthy food, you do too. And if your friends are ordering a bunch of junk food, you tend to eat that instead. We found that individuals tend to mirror the food choices of others in their social circles, which may explain one way why obesity spreads through social networks, says Douglas Levy, PhD. And is there a person in your life who is always late? Are you that person? A new survey found that 70% of people say there is a person in their group of friends who is known for always being late, but less than 25% admitted they were that person. 47% said they have lied about the actual time they were meeting so their always late friend would get there on time. It's a good plan. It's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.